Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The jury continued its deliberation today in the Grand Court as it considers whether the Crown has presented sufficient evidence to convict Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. for the 2022 murder of Alice Sadie Powell in Cayman Brac. Mr. Wright denies murdering or abducting the toddler. After 2 hours of deliberation on Tuesday, jurors returned today with a question for the judge, asking what was meant by the defendant's presence in legal directions. The judge had invited the jury to consider whether the accused was present when the child was killed. The question suggested jurors were weighing not only whether Wright Jr. was the killer, but whether he was the only person involved. The Crown's case is entirely circumstantial, with no direct evidence linking Wright Jr. to the killing. Prosecutors say their case excludes the child's mother and another family member who was in the apartment, as well as any unknown third parties. However, if the jury believe another person may have been involved, they must still determine whether Wright Jr. played any role. In responding to the jury's question, the judge referred them to Section 18 of the Penal Code, which defines principal offenders. Under Section 18(1)(a), a person is a principal offender if they actually commit the crime, while under Section 1(b), a person is also a principal offender if they aid, enable, or omit to act for the purpose of helping someone else commit the offense. This means the jury could convict Wright Jr. of murder, even if they conclude he did not physically kill the child, provided they find he abducted her in circumstances that led to her death or assisted another person in causing her death. Murder charged under Section 180 of the Penal Code requires a unanimous verdict from all 12 jurors. If unanimity cannot be reached, the jury may have to consider the lesser charge of manslaughter. The jury resumed deliberations around 10 a.m. today, no verdict having been reached by the lunch break. Deliberations continued into the afternoon. The deliberations are now set to continue tomorrow. New data from the Ministry of Education shows Cayman's government primary school students are making significant gains in literacy and math, with more high school students leaving school with the qualifications they need. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The 2024-2025 Education Data Report released today by the Ministry of Education and Training and the Department of Education Services points to steady academic progress across government schools. Reading outcomes in primary schools have jumped more than 18 percentage points since 2022. That's based on key Stage 2 assessment results. Grammar, punctuation, and spelling scores have also climbed from 58 to 68% over the last 3 years. Writing remains the toughest area, with just 45% of students meeting the national benchmark. But 12% are now exceeding expectations, and that's a sign of stronger performance among higher-achieving learners. Math is also on the rebound. 51% of students met the expected standard in 2025, a 9-point increase since 2022. At the secondary level, the numbers are also up in 2025. Nearly 53% of Year 11 students earned at least 5 subject passes, including English and math, compared with just over 40% the year before. Among students who sat at least 5 subjects, more than 45% earned 7 or more passes, including English and math. The report also flags the value of consistent attendance. Students who completed their full program of study were significantly more likely to meet national standards. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. HSA's neonatal intensive care unit receives a special brain monitor designed especially for critically ill newborns. As Radio Cayman's intern Hannah Jackson reports, the Natus CFM Brains Monitor is a donation from the Rotary Central Cayman Islands.
The device helps doctors detect and monitor seizures and other brain issues, making it easier to see how babies are responding to life-saving medical treatment. Head of the Pediatric Department, Dr. Robert Beaumont, says having access to the machine is, quote, an incredible step forward, something they weren't able to offer at this level before. The donation reflects the continuing partnership between Rotary Central and the HSA and fulfills Rotary Central's commitment made during its July 2025 observance of Maternal and Child Health Month, where Dr. Beaumont gave a presentation to the club on the specific needs of babies admitted to the NICU. Rotary Central's Community Service Director, Celia Middleton, says the organization is pleased to officially hand over the NATIS CFM Brains Monitor to the HSA. The machine has been commissioned and staff have been trained, making it possible for staff to care for these vulnerable babies in the NICU. Radio Cayman News, this is Hannah Jackson.
Thank you, Hannah. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Cayman's National Cancer Policy sets reporting measures to track screening programs across the islands. The policy requires healthcare facilities offering cancer screening to collect data. They are to report how many people are eligible, invited, and screened, as well as participation, detection, and follow-up rates. Reports are due to the National Epidemiologist every 6 months. Chief Officer Tamara Ebank says delivering the policy will require ongoing work across the sector.
As we strengthen cancer care, improve outcomes, and build a healthier, stronger, and more resilient Cayman Islands.
A national cancer consultation group will advise on screening programs, quality standards, and guidelines. It includes public and private health sector representatives, not-for-profit representatives, and people with lived experiences. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolfe says the purpose is consistent approach across Cayman.
This policy provides a standardized guideline by aligning our approach with internationally recognized evidence-based practices and ensuring that screening recommendations are applied consistently across the Cayman Islands.
The policy will be reviewed every 2 years or sooner if evidence or technology changes. Cayman's growing population may be opening space for specialized small businesses and new services. A Cayman Chamber article says larger markets can support businesses that a smaller population could not sustain. Instead of offering every service, it says entrepreneurs can focus on particular customer needs. Examples include upholstery and carpet cleaning, smart home installation, coding or robotics tutoring, mobile pet grooming and dog care. The article says a business can become indispensable to a specific customer group rather than everything to everyone. Small businesses can test services, adapt quickly, and establish themselves before competitors arrive. It says success is not guaranteed as competition also grows, but businesses can look for unmet needs. Maples Group says funds are increasingly allowing digital asset investment under defined mandates. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The firm's Q1 2026 open-ended funds report found about 19% of open-ended funds launched in the first quarter expressly permitted investment in digital or crypto assets. In a recent analysis, Maples Group said digital asset strategies also featured among specialist and niche strategies, which represented about 12% of fund launches. The firm says managers integrating digital assets must consider custody, valuation, liquidity management, and risk assessment. Its report found almost 80% of new open-ended funds used at least one liquidity tool. It said 53% included redemption gates, 47% lockup periods, and 36% side pocket mechanisms. Maples says digital assets remain subject to price volatility and that managers must maintain risk management, stressing testing, and investor disclosures. The firm says regulatory treatment remains dynamic across major markets. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.